race. The sidecars already are past Rob, so wow, they've got it through, and it was Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock who managed to get the whole shot on there while we were doing the presentation. The sidecars obviously got themselves out on the grid, so it's Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. They won the first race from number 32, Will Smith and Andy Smith, by 3 seconds. It was Will Smith and Andy Smith who got the whole shot, actually, and their 17 got a good start, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. But it's Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale. Dan, of course, had a couple of wins on the solo so far. He came home in third place with Dave driving. Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller in fourth. Then we got 67, Alan Warner, Josh Saunders in fifth. And number 70, Tony Bannister and James Salisbury home in sixth place. So apologies, Rob. We didn't manage to get to you. We had too much going on here. Lots of information to give out as we get ready for our final race of the 2026 Steam Packet-sponsored Southern 100 Road Races. Number 9, that lap that they did yesterday, of course, was inside the lap record. It was 92 and a bit mile an hour for Kieran Clark and Andrew Johnson. Let's see what they can do in this one. Of course, the second place outfit of 32, they weren't far away from that lap record as well, Will Smith and Andy Smith. So here come the chairs as the Traveller Marshall gets himself back into his position just alongside us here at the start and finish. Number 9 then. Into his grid position, Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. That to do a few fixes to that little outfit before the start yesterday. 32 rolls in, 4 lap distance on this one. And we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 outfits, I think, coming to the line. So the bright orange outfit, the Eddies Motorcycles of Tadcaster sticker on the side of the machine. Mowgli on the front of it. We're waiting for the green flag. There's one more outfit coming through. That's the 70 outfit of Tony Bannister. James Salisbury on their machine, the 800cc, the Triumph Westlake. If you've never seen a sidecar mass start, stand by. Here we go, sidecars, final race of 2026. And it's a good start again for 32 outfits of Will Smith and Andy Smith. Beth.
Yeah, we can just see that outfit just taking the lead here as they go past us. So 32, 9, 17. 67 and then 70 in that order. I can see one just a little bit further back though, Chris, who looks like they're going to be pulling into the pits.
It didn't sound very nice. I think it was the outfit of number 70 possibly of Tony Bannister and James Salisbury. Can you get that confirmed and tell me, Amir, because I know there will be listeners from Leyland and Nottingham that's the pairing there if we find out exactly where they are. But it's 32 that leads lap number 1 and 4 of the Darrell Blake Construction, local company, of course. He provides the scaffold for Rob out there at Cross Four Ways, the Darrell Blake Construction sidecar race, and it is number 32 that leads. But Dave Molyneux looking all racy there as well as he go through Joey's gate for the first time. 32 from 9, then it's 17, then it's 2. Dave just getting a twitch on the front of the two outfit there, the DMR, the TR750 Suzuki, the two-stroke, the Andreas Sulbian pairing. But it's 32 from 9, sliding it literally into Ballabega. 17 just gets Dave Molyneux, the black and gold outfit, just in behind him. As we look further back on the road, the next outfit through should be number 67. It is. That's Alan Warner and Josh Saunders. They're on the MRE BMW, the Peel and Buildworth pairing. They go safely through Ballabeg. But at the front, it is number 32, Will Smith and Andy Smith. It's a repeat of the first race there. I think 17 was right up there early doors as well. Sidecars ramble down. It's fantastic. Number 9, though, he's looking racy. Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. Lap number 1 of 4 to Cross Four Ways.
Yeah, the last race of not just the 2026 700 races, but 2026 racing on the Blount course. It is the number 32 of Will Smith and Andy Smith with Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock right up behind them. And then we've got another battle here because the 17 of Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale looking a little bit round the outside on that Suzuki on the DMR chassis, Dave Molyneux's own build. But they're just holding it off there with Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller holding off Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale on the way through. A few more seconds back, one more outfit interview. It's the number 67 of Alan Warner and Josh Saunders as well. You mentioned that it might have been one of the outfits pulling in during the sighting lap or just as the riders got underway. The number 70 outfit of Tony Bannister and James Salisbury is still out here at the moment as well. You mentioned if it might have been them. They are circulating on this opening lap as the two travelling marshals head through. So a two-horse race at the front on this first of four laps here. It was Will Smith and Andy Smith leading ahead of Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, the current classic sidecar lap record holders round here. To you, Chris.
Yeah, it was number 28, Adam Holden and Trevor Johnson, who pulled out in 40. But we have a new race leader. It's number 9. It is Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. They're ahead just only as he went across the line, nothing between them. Dave Molyneux made a great move to get himself up to third place, and 32 has got back in front. Oh, there was 6 thousandths of a second between the first two. They are so, so tight. They're very, very even on power and top speed. Very, very similar machines there now. So Dave Molyneux, Dan Sale as number 9. Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock lock up that left-hand side. The sidecar wheel, they struggled to get on the power. And there, Will Smith and Andy Smith just tucked back in behind them. And will he pull alongside, dropping down towards Iron Gate? So Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale on the two outfit. They're third. Then at 17, Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, they're fourth. And they've got back in the lead, Will Smith and Andy Smith. They have got back into the lead there now as Alan Warner and Josh Saunders, they go safely through. So we're looking at this. Clark and Coppock and Smith separated by absolutely nothing as they go through towards Joey's Gate. As number 70 goes through, sixth outfit on the road is Tony Bannister and James Salisbury. They are safely through, and the Traveller Marshals come through as they bounce into Ballabeg, sliding it round the corners. Dave Molyneux's catching a little bit as well. He was about 5.1 back, Dave was off the leaders, 5.101. So 17 goes through there as well. Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, they're in fourth place. Alan Warner, Josh Saunders. And they're looking at Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. They were only 1.1 back off Dave Molyneux as they went across the line. But back at the front, it's Will Smith and Andy Smith. And Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, where's the move going to be? You ain't going to miss them, I can tell you. 32 and 9, he's right, and I'm talking about right behind them. There could be some interesting action on the brakes into cross four ways.
There could be almost side by side coming into cross four ways. Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock round the outside of Will Smith and Andy Smith. Brilliant manoeuvre, wheel-to-wheel racing. And Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale are starting to catch just a little bit on those leading two as well. They've left Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller behind here by a good 2 to 3 seconds here at cross four ways on this latest lap. It was only, what, 1.179 seconds between Molyneux and Sale and Thomas and Miller across the start-finish line at Castletown Bypass. That has definitely stretched out. Molyneux and Sale have just pulled the pin a little bit to try and catch the others. That was brilliant through cross four ways. Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, they were sort of hugging that green bush on the left-hand side into the braking zone where there's a little undulation, and they just slotted in front of Will Smith and Andy Smith on the brakes. There must have been inches between the nose of the 32 outfit and the back of the number 9 outfit there as Clark and Coppock went through. Well, if that battle's anything to go by, could be in for an entertaining few more laps. But keep an eye on Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale. See if they can catch the front two. To you, Chris.
Oh, so, so tight. 32 nearly clubbing into him. Will Smith and Andy Smith as he went into Castletown. Engineer Ed, you call that absolutely right. Good stuff. They are separated more than what they have been because, oh, 32 had a little look then. Dave Molyneux is the man that's catching. 90.813 that time. Quickest man on track, though, is Dave Molyneux. You called that right as well. 2:47.072. 91.5 is number 17. Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, they go through. Fourth place for those guys there. But the move that they made, and Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, into you, Rob, across four ways. Incredible move up the inside by the hedge, by the no speed limit sign. Incredible. And they're getting in the slipstream again, and they're ready to go. Alan, who are we waiting a couple more outfits to? Alan Thomas and Andy Miller has gone through, and they've got back in the lead. Oh, they're so close. No, they haven't. Oh, goodness me, this is going to go to the wire. Clark and Coppock, they hold on, but Smith and Smith, they did pull out. They're on lap number 3 of 4, so not long to go in this final race. The Darrell Blake Construction sidecar race here. Sidecar race number 2 for the classic sidecars as we look up the road. Just see if there's any more outfits coming into view as the leading two get to Ballabeg hairpin. Number 9 and number 32, and Dave Molyneux only 3 seconds back. So Dave Molyneux, multiple champion round here on the F2 outfit. He goes through that lovely sounding Suzuki, the TR750 outfit. Here we go, next outfit into our view is 67 Alan Warner and Josh Saunders. They go through on their outfit. And of course the 750 MRE BMW, and they go through. So our leaders to the far side of the circuit there now, heading back towards Rob Pritchard. Number 9 opening up a little bit of a gap on number 32, and they're both there front. Should we say front exit outfits, if you want to put it like that. Let's get back to cross four ways.
Here we go, and it's Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. They've pulled clear. They've opened the taps here of Will Smith and Andy Smith on the way through. So Clark and Coppock lead Smith and Smith, and then Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale, they're still closing in. I mean, Dave Molyneux as well, he may have retired from something like the TT, but when he's back, in that driving position as well. If he gets the look of a tray in front of him, he's going for it as well. So Molyneux and Sale just starting to try and reel in Will Smith and Andy Smith, but Clark and Coppock have made the move and they've made it count. They've managed to pull the pin a little bit to cross four ways as Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller come past. They're being left far behind at the moment by Molyneux and Sale, so a little bit of a lonely race for them at the moment after initially jousting with Molyneux and Sale in the early stages. So Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock have managed to free themselves during that twisting, turning technical section from Ballabeg all the way up to cross four ways, and Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale are still trying to reel in the second placed outfit of Smith and Smith. To you, Chris.
Let's watch him on the brakes as he comes into the bridge as we follow Dave Molyneux through. He is the quickest man on track, but it's the number nine outfit of Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock who lead at the moment. And what was the gap? 0.651. This isn't over. Absolutely not over. Clark and Smith both across the line with Dave Molyneux. Listen. Sounds great, doesn't it? The outfit of, well, look at that. Will Smith and Andy Smith, 92.272. So that is the quickest ever pre-TT Classic sidecar lap around the 4.25-mile Motor Alboland circuit. 2 minutes 45.814, 92.272. Clark and Coppock that lap, a 2:46.022, 92.162. And Molly that time, as number 17 goes to Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller. We also had Tony Bannister and James Salisbury. Here's the move. It's the last lap dash now for number 32. He's staying alongside him. Is he going to hold it on? No, he doesn't. He tucks back in as he goes to Iron Gates, to the right-hander, over the railway bridge, and then it gets tight through there. There'll be no passing through here. Surely not. No. Line astern through there. And Andy Smith working hard in the chair there of the number 32 outfit. And Rob Coppock, he's working hard as well in the chair of Kieran Clark. Into Ballabeg hairpin. Not much room through here. 9 gets through. 32 gets through. Here's Dave Molyneux coming through as well. Does Dave improve on that last lap? No, Dave. A 2:47.1 compared to a 2:47.072. He was actually just under the old lap record as well for the pre-TT. But the leaders now, he seems to pull a little bit, does Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, on the exit of Ballabeg as they go through Bala Whetstone heading towards Williams. Half a second separated them across the line, and I think that gap is a little bit more than that, I would say. Oh, goodness me. Number 9 and number 32 there. 32 getting a bit squirrely there. Last lap it is. Let's get to Rob.
Here they are on the run for cross four ways for the final time. It's Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock that have pulled clear again. Smith and Smith are going to have a look up the inside, though. They've gone way too far. They're down the slip road. They've gone in too deep there, and it's Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale who move up into second here. Well, Will Smith and Andy Smith, they looked for that inside line. They just weren't strong enough on the brakes on Clark and Coppock. They're back underway on Will Smith and Andy Smith, but their chances, their late chances of trying to take the victory, snatch it away from Clark and Coppock, completely extinguished there. And that meant that as they went down the slip road and turned it back round, Dave Molyneux has no doubt said thank you very much, and he and Dan Sale up into second late on. Late drama at cross four ways. We've had plenty of drama at cross four ways at the 2026 Southern 100 Road races. One last little bit of excitement as Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller on the way through as well. But Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock, if they can keep that machine running, it is a classic at the end of the day. They are firmly on course to take victory in this latest classic sidecar race. The final race of the meeting. To you, Chris.
Number 70 just about to, well, he's not going to lap him. He's just going to hang back a little bit, actually, so he doesn't have to do another lap. Hopefully he will. I think Kieran's going to go past him, actually. Yeah, I think he's just going to stick behind him there so he can get another lap in. But a win for Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock with Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale home in that second place with third place outfit. We're going to hear he comes after that. Well, that move for Will Smith and Andy Smith. Wow, that was some move, that was. It really, really was. He tried it. It didn't happen. Dave Molyneux on his last lap, 2:46.882, 91.682 for Dave Molyneux. But a win for Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock from Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale in the end by 2.6 seconds. Then it was Will Smith and Andy Smith. They were home in third position. We're waiting for the 17 outfit to come through next. They seem to have dropped off there quite a bit. Alan Thomas and Andrew Miller, here they come. So Alan and Andrew, the Welsh drop rider. And they come through and they are home in that fourth position. So we do know that number 70, Tony Bannister, is going to be doing another lap with James Salisbury and also Alan Warner and Josh Saunders. Just a reminder of that lap by the Smith and Smith pairing, the 32 outfit. And of course, that was 2:45.814. That's some lap, and he's a newcomer driver as well. 2:45.814. 80. Oh, I did write it down. It's disappeared. Anyway, it was 92 and a bit mile an hour, wasn't it? Because the screen just changes on me there. So a new lap record for the boys there. Excellent stuff. They'll be quite proud of that as well. But well done to Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. He'll have the crash helmet off already. That big clump of hair of his will be blowing in the little breeze that we have, which is blowing not too bad today. Not at all. But we're waiting for two more outfits. The 67 outfit of Alan Warner and Josh Saunders to come home. And also the Tony Bannister and James Salisbury outfits. And hopefully the people I can see leaving will stick around for the presentation this evening, which of course will be down in the square there. So if you can come down and support it, support all the riders and runners at the 2026 Southern 100 Road Races, sponsored of course by the Allerman Steam Packing Company, that would be very much appreciated. So as we look up the road, just looking to see, let's hear from Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale, second place finishers in the Southern 100 second sidecar race there with Beth.
They certainly are, and so we meet again in here. Talk us through that one, Dave.
That was pretty wild. Poor Will and Andy went straight on at Craft Hall Ways, and I thought, we're in third place, but then I seen them up there, woohoo! Through. And me 62-year-old brain and body slowed down on the third lap, which wasn't the best, but it was a good fast race. Yeah, excellent, a real good show, and well done to Kieran and everybody. You know, what a great week.
Really is. Dan Sale, I mean, you've been in here a fair few times this week as well. What a way to end it.
Yeah, perfect, isn't it? I mean, I think we were just going to be third all the way through. And like you say, when we were seeing him going off, it was just like, go on, Dave, give it to it. But no, we had a real good run, to be fair. And then, like you say, every time we go out in this thing, we get more and more used to it and we're getting better and better on it. So, looking good.
And you know what? There is so much affection for the sidecar class around here, Dave, and it must mean so much to be part of it.
Honestly, yeah. Thanks to the club for creating this after the melee at the TT. To me, not a lot of consolation for some of the guys in the modern world, but for sidecar racing in general, if everybody opens their eyes and just sees how great it is in general. Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Well done. Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale, second place there. Let's speak to Will and Andy Smith. Flippin' eck, Will. When I heard Rob describe what you were doing, my heart was in my mouth. I'm sure yours was too.
Yeah, well, we got away well, and Kieran came by, and we just had a bit more speed than him, so we just took our time and learnt off him through the twisty bits, which is just... you can go around as many times as you want in a van, but you just need to follow. And we were picking it up and we were getting quicker and quicker, but we had a bit of a trouble with the brakes, and there seems to be the hotter they get, the worse they are. So into the last lap, I thought, right, I'm just gonna wait, get out across four ways and see what I can do in stadium and Castan corner, and just outbrake myself into cross four ways, and didn't just went straight up the side of Kieran and just missed him. And then we had to turn around and I could see Dave come in, but it was all over then. But it was just really good and really enjoyed my week, and yeah, I just love it. I'll be back next year.
Who knew you could do a three-point turn like that in a sidecar, right?
That's right, yeah. Well, we had to go left, but Andy was out for the right, so it just didn't come round, did it? And then we got going, I see Dave coming, I was like, oh, but it don't matter because we've had a brilliant week and really enjoyed it.
What about from your point of view, Andy?
It was a great race. We overshot at Castletown Corner on the first lap, and Kieran nipped up the inside. We got back by him, I think, possibly into Ballykeegan, and we swapped places a few times. It'll certainly be some good video footage. It was all really good. I think we might have given Rob a little nudge at some point. He certainly looked behind, but nothing too terrible. And then we went into cross four ways on that last lap, and I was sat right on the back wheel, so I knew he was going to try hard, and I just didn't expect it to be quite so hard. But luckily Kieran didn't turn in, and then we saw Dave, you know, and it's like, well, third place, who can complain about that? It was a great race.
Absolutely was, and it's great to hear you're going to be back, Will.
Yeah, we're definitely keen to come back. We got a few little jobs to do, and the motor goes like a train, and it's just, we just need to finish it off, and I think there's more to come.
Brilliant, that's what we want to hear.
And a quick thanks to Richard Moore for the Moore Speed engine.
Wonderful. Will and Andy Smith, thank you so much indeed. And let's speak to our winners now. Kieran Clark having a very well-deserved drink of water. It is roasting down here. All right, Kieran, that was a little trip out, was it?
That was absolutely fantastic. I hope everyone really enjoyed that, because I did.
What was the best bit for you then?
trying to stop him coming past. he was getting the lunge on me into the corners and then passing me down the straight, and it was like, who's got the biggest balls to get into Iron Gate? And fortunately, we won that bit. So yeah, I tried to go for it cross four ways, and I just heard a load of squealing, and I thought, he's coming through. And I just waited a second, then this flash of blue went past. And well, keep his heads down, because I didn't know where Dave was either, so I thought, well, keep going. But yeah, Rob's been absolutely brilliantly. Everyone in the team's all been really relaxed and nice, and it's nice to be able to ride a sidecar.
It really is. And Rob, obviously your first time here, you were looking over your shoulder a couple of times, see what was behind you.
Yeah, it seems a bit odd looking back at Dan and Dave, so I was chuffed to be involved with them. So yeah, it's good fun that.
So for your first time out here on the Blount course, how would you rate it?
I can't describe it, but I'll be back.
That is brilliant. Honestly, Kieran Clark, Rob Coppock, thank you so much. We are going to go to the presentation now. I mean, what a way to end racing down here. We have reached the moment, and that really does bring what has been an incredible Southern 100 to its conclusion. I think that second sidecar race has provided a real spectacular finale to 4 days of outstanding racing around the Blount course. But as always, when that checkered flag goes down, there are only three crews that can be here on the podium. So this is the Darrell Blake Construction Sidecar Championship. Darrell Blake, a longtime supporter of sidecar racing down here. And we've just heard the roads are open as well. It's incredible how quickly that happens. Doing the presentation on behalf of Darrell Blake is Peter Alton. So we are going to do that now as Will Smith and Andy Smith just make their way up onto the podium. The sun's still shining, still crowds down here. We've got the presentation in Castletown Square tonight. What a fantastic week it has been. So everybody, give it up for your third place finishers in the Darrell Blake Construction Sidecar Championship. It is Will Smith and Andy Smith. And Peter Alton is just going to hand over the wine to Will and Andy there. No more work to do today, so that can be very well deserved. There is a definite smell of champagne actually in the air down here at the moment, understandably. And your second place finishers, what a battle that was. A huge round of applause for Dave Molyneux and Dan Sale. And finally, your race winners, as the champagne is rather prematurely popped by Will there. Congratulations to Kieran Clark and Rob Coppock. The garland's going over their heads, the champagne being handed over, and I think we are all going to get a drenching in a couple of minutes here, but what a way to end. What a phenomenal race. What a phenomenal week it has been here at the Southern 100, Chris. Could not have been better.